Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're going deep into the world of medical device software, you know, where precision and safety are absolutely critical.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going behind the scenes at a fictional medical device company called MedTech. We're going to see how their software team ensures that their code is, well, rock solid. And just a reminder that everything we're talking about is based on a fictional scenario, just to illustrate these concepts.
That's fascinating stuff. Our source material is documentation from a recent team meeting at MedTech. They're working on a new high-end infusion pump. It's called Denali. And they're discussing a technique called assertion checking.
Yeah, assertion checking. It's really important in software development, especially, you know, when lives are on the line. The team at MedTech, they use it to catch those potential errors before they become, you know, serious problems.
Right. You got to find those problems early. So let's join that meeting, shall we?
Yeah.
Their team lead, Marco, is leading the discussion. And one thing that's really clear from the documentation is that MedTech, they really foster a culture of, you know, open communication and collaboration. Everyone from the senior developers to the newer team members, they're actively participating in and sharing their insights.
Yeah, that kind of collaborative environment is so valuable, especially in this kind of field. You can really see how much they value each other's expertise and how important it is to have, you know, those diverse perspectives contributing to the solution.
Absolutely. And it's in this setting that we hear from Sarah, one of the senior developers. She explains that assertions are essentially like, you know, like built-in alarms right within the code.
That's a great way to put it. And the example they use, it's really helpful. So imagine the infusion pump. It needs to confirm a device ID is valid before it starts working. That's where an assertion would come in, making absolutely sure that the pump is, you know, communicating with the right device.
Wow. Yeah, that's a critical detail. You definitely don't want the wrong patient data, you know, messing things up. Now, here's where it gets even more interesting. For MedTech, these assertions aren't just a development tool. They're always on, even in the final product.
Exactly. And the team is very clear about why that is. Patient safety. It's the top priority. An assertion failure in a device, you know, that's actually being used by a patient, that could be a major issue. It could even, you know, potentially lead to a company investigation or even worse.
Yeah, that's a lot of pressure. Mm. So how do they make sure that their code is, you know, up to snuff? I mean, how can it handle that kind of scrutiny?
Well, they've got a two-pronged approach to testing, and this is really where their teamwork shines. They combine a really structured approach with what they call random or thousand monkeys testing.
Okay, a two-pronged approach. So in practice, what does that actually look like?
Well, on the structured side, they've got this really interesting system for, you know, pinpointing exactly where an assertion fails. They basically combine, like, unique codes with that traditional file and line information.
So it's more than just saying error on line 27. Got it. What makes this hybrid system so special?
Well, imagine you've got, you know, different versions of the software, you know, kind of floating around, which happens a lot during development, right? So this system helps them track an error back to its source, even if the code has moved around. It's like a trail of breadcrumbs leading them straight to the problem.
That's really clever. But they don't stop with just structured testing, do they? You mentioned something about monkeys.
Right. Yeah, this is the fun part. It's called random, or sometimes they call it thousand monkeys testing. Basically, imagine 1,000 monkeys, and they're let loose on the control panel of this Denali pump, just pressing buttons, turning knobs, you know, doing things in no particular order.
So it's about simulating all the ways a user could interact with the device, not just like the way they're supposed to use it.
Right. Exactly. And, you know, the team, they even joke about it in the meeting, but you can tell they take it seriously because in the real world, people make mistakes, right? They get distracted. They don't always read the instructions. They need to make sure this Denali pump can handle, well, anything.
Makes sense. You wouldn't want like a simple user error to turn into, you know, a dangerous situation. But what happens if, despite all of this rigorous testing, an assertion actually fails in a device that a patient is using? That's a scary thought.
It is. It is. But MedTech has thought about that, too. Their process, it really emphasizes safety at every step, even in those, you know, those worst case scenarios. So if an assertion does fail, the first thing that happens is that the pump, it immediately stops any ongoing infusion.
Okay. That's reassuring. So the system is designed to prevent any immediate harm. But what happens next?
Well, the pump logs all the important information about the failure, like where in the code it occurred, the state of the processor at the time, that kind of thing.
So like a flight recorder, but for software.
Exactly. And that information, it's crucial for understanding, you know, why the failure occurred and hopefully preventing it from happening again. Then the system, it automatically reboots, but to a known safe state. And it activates alarms to, you know, alert healthcare professionals.
It's incredible just how much thought goes into every possible scenario.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're not just building a device, they're building, like, trust in that device.
And that's really a testament to the team's, you know, commitment to quality and safety. You can see it in the way they approach every aspect of their work, from those, you know, initial design phases all the way to these really rigorous test protocols. They're constantly striving for excellence.
It's amazing, really. You know, when you think about how much goes on behind the scenes to make sure something as, you know, critical as an infusion pump functions the way it should.
Yeah.
Safely. And it makes you appreciate that collaborative environment we talked about.
It really does. I mean, having a team where everyone feels comfortable, you know, speaking up, sharing ideas, even like challenging assumptions, it's so crucial because it's in those open dialogues that you catch those potential issues early on, right? And it's clear that MedTech, they've really fostered that kind of environment and it seems to be working for them.
Yeah. It really makes you think about other industries
where,
you know, this level of care is needed, like self-driving cars, air traffic control systems. I mean, the stakes are high in a lot of fields.
Absolutely. And it goes beyond just, you know, the technical parts. It's about creating a culture of responsibility where everyone on the team really understands the impact of their work. And they're all striving for that same level of excellence.
Well said. This deep dive has given us so much to think about. It's really incredible to get even this small glimpse into how a team like the one at MedTech approaches a challenge as complex as, you know, building medical devices, where lives are literally on the line.
I agree. And it highlights something really important. In this field, software development, it's not just about, you know, making something functional. It's about safeguarding lives. It's a huge responsibility. And it's clear that the team at MedTech takes that very seriously.
They do. And for our listeners, if you're interested in learning more about the world of medical device software and this whole idea of assertion checking, you know, we highly recommend checking out the experts at commonsensesystem.com. They've been helping companies build safe and effective medical devices since 1996.
It's been a fascinating deep dive today. Until next time, keep asking those questions and keep exploring.